This is a summary of the steps necessary to create the new model. The first step, determination of octamer sites of binding of DNA, is simply a matter of primary structure. We are going to assume that the existence of highly basic regions of nucleoprotein implies, in the absence of evidence to the contrary, that those regions bind DNA. The second step, a search for key protamine DNA spacings, will be based upon the presumptions that A, the protamine model is correct, and that B, the particular spacings between DNA binding beta strands in protamine will be found in histone as well. With respect to the question of orientation of DNA relative to the histone octamer core, however, there was no clue up front, and I count it as good fortune that I came upon a structure I refer to as the histone equatorial plane, which provided a logical answer to that question. The next step, correction of the length mismatch between H3 and the other histone subunits, proved to be the most difficult problem of all, and the last to be solved. The final three steps, creation of protein templates, DNA templates, and rotamers, were fairly routine modeling chores. We're going to proceed backwards from here on in. That is, we'll start by showing the finished model, then go back and explain how it was derived.